You must unlock your genius as soon as possible. Don't tell anyone you are doing it. Don't even mention the word. Find a narrated version of Bill Bryson's short history of nearly everything and use it as the lattice or scaffold for your real self-education. Don't read the book. Books are meant to be heard. You have to listen to it, and countless many times. The most important thing is your path. This is where everyone gets it wrong, young or old. Your path is not to be directed by your family or your local culture, but by the highest achievements of great beings. Just ask your mom. And you have to be really careful who you call great. There's a parade of toxic fools and liars out there, and they are doing an excellent job at pretending that they are not bad, shit, incompetent. You have to carefully forge your path ahead, and along the lifetimes of wisdom that you inherit from books. The short version is that the only place a shortcut can possibly take you is right back to the beginning, to where you started. Drugs and alcohol will rob you of half a century of your life. They are exactly like going to prison. And as a side note, one of my favorite books has this scary passage in there that says, if you go to a barber shop frequently enough, you'll eventually get a haircut. Okay, that means that if you just try for long enough, you'll eventually get screwed. Not even once. Just ignore everyone that's doing it. All this nonsense about temporary relationships or what it means to become a man has come together to create books like Missoula, which is a tragedy. There are no shortcuts in life. You must learn about the world from wise books and nothing less. Don't try to impress your parents. Don't try to impress your friends. Don't try to take advantage of emotionally hurt people who are at their lowest in life. Everything that immediately surrounds you in this average existence that we start off with is warped. Because, unfortunately, somehow, for some crazy reason, majority is always wrong. Teachers will make fun of Bill Bryson's book. Some will tell you that philosophers are crazy. But they never knew a philosopher. And they never read Bill Bryson's book, not for real. They never read Carl Sagan or even Ayn Rand's works. They are just taking advantage of unsuspecting students so that they can take praise and paychecks home. Real education is marked by real results. If you look at all their graduates, you'll see no real results. You have to question everything. Your parents, your teachers, your future, science, psychology, philosophy, everything. Search for truth and authenticity. It's one of the most ridiculous things in the world that teachers think that they can trick you into thinking that memorization is just an unusual form of education. It is only a way for them to get you to pass the tests. You have been sold out for little paychecks. Walk up to your teacher right now, look her in the eyes, and ask her, "Did you sell me out for paychecks?" They sold you out so that they could put food on their table. But teaching was never just another job. It was a great responsibility. The narrated books that are held in high esteem by all the world's intellectuals, at least for now, are the only real teachers that we can have. You are an artist. You just need a wall projector. You are a composer. You just need a real teacher and to figure out how to work a sequencer. It is all there within you. It is all really, really there. Your genius is just waiting for you to begin your self-education, where you follow only what calls to you in a sequence that fits you best and at your own pace. You will only ever be able to master subjects that are interesting to you because you will develop a natural tendency to circle in and around them. In the haste of life, if you don't return to a subject, you will forget it. You can only learn the things that you are curious about. Do not let the schools scare you with homelessness or hunger. Poverty exists because of fake schools. Fake education and the resulting fake it until you make it lifestyle will always try to drag you down into poverty. Of all the things that you can start young, programming is most comfy and lightweight. As you grow, you will not need a warehouse for your products, and the only raw materials you will ever need are your dreams. You don't even need a soldering iron, or paints, or paint brushes. Everything in the world of programming is forged out of brilliant thoughts. Aim to build a series of startups, be it on your own or with the aid of investors, and do not hope to fake it until you make it with fake schools, but instead, learn for real and build for real. That strong base that we all look for to build ourselves upon is found in the parts of wise books that take your breath away. Unlock your genius. Seek out all the knowledge. Inherit and synthesize and discover all the wisdom. May you grow all the way up until you stand as a great being.